1. The Seven Supreme Executives. The executive headquarters of the Master Spirits occupy the seven paradise satellites of the Infinite Spirit, which swing around the central aisle between the shining spheres of the Eternal Sun and the innermost Havona Circuit. These executive spheres are under the direction of the Supreme Executives, a group of seven who are trinitized by the Father, Son, and Spirit in accordance with the specifications of the seven Master Spirits for beings of a type that could function as their universal representatives. The Master Spirits maintain contact with the various divisions of the super-universe governments through these Supreme Executives. It is they who very largely determine the basic constitutive trends of the seven super-universes. They are uniformly and divinely perfect, but they also possess diversity of personality. They have no presiding head. Each time they meet together, they choose one of their number to preside over that joint council. Periodically, they journey to paradise to sit in council with the seven Master Spirits. The seven Supreme Executives function as the administrative coordinators of the Grand Universe. They might be termed the Board of Managing Directors of the post-Havona creation. They are not concerned with the internal affairs of paradise, and they direct their limited spheres of Havona activity through the seven spirits of the circuits. Otherwise, there are few limits to the scope of their supervision. They engage in the direction of things physical, intellectual, and spiritual. They see all, hear all, feel all, even know all that transpires in the seven super-universes and in Havona. These supreme executives do not originate policies, nor do they modify universe procedures. They are concerned with the execution of the plans of divinity promulgated by the seven master spirits. Neither do they interfere with the rule of the Ancients of Days in the super-universes, nor with the sovereignty of the Creator Sons in the local universes. They are the coordinating executives whose function it is to carry out the combined policies of all duly constituted rulers in the Grand Universe. Each of the executives and the facilities of his sphere are devoted to the efficient administration of a single super-universe. Supreme Executive Number 1, functioning on Executive Sphere Number 1, is wholly occupied with the affairs of Super Universe Number 1, and so on to Supreme Executive Number 7, working from the seventh paradise satellite of the Spirit and devoting his energies to the management of the seventh Super Universe. The name of this seventh sphere is Orvontan, for the paradise satellites of the Spirit have the same names as their related Super Universes. In fact, the super-universes were named after them. On the executive sphere of the seventh super-universe, the staff engaged in keeping straight the affairs of Orvontan runs into numbers beyond human comprehension and embraces practically every order of celestial intelligence. All super-universe services of personality dispatch, except inspired Trinity spirits and thought adjusters, pass through one of these seven executive worlds on their universe journeys to and from paradise, and here are maintained the central registries for all personalities created by the third source and center who function in the super-universes. The system of material, morontial, and spiritual records on one of these executive worlds of the Spirit amazes even a being of my order. The immediate subordinates of the Supreme Executives consist for the greater part of the trinitized sons of Paradise Havona personalities and of the trinitized offspring of the glorified mortal graduates from the age-long training of the ascendant scheme of time and space. These trinitized sons are designated for service with the Supreme Executives by the Chief of the Supreme Council of the Paradise Corps of the Finality. Each Supreme Executive has two advisory cabinets. The children of the Infinite Spirit on the headquarters of each super-universe choose representatives from their ranks to serve for one millennium in the primary advisory cabinet of their Supreme Executive. In all matters affecting the ascending mortals of time, there is a secondary cabinet, consisting of mortals of paradise attainment and of the trinitized sons of glorified mortals. This body is chosen by the perfecting and ascending beings who transiently dwell on the seven super-universe headquarters. All other chiefs of affairs are appointed by the Supreme Executives. From time to time, great conclaves take place on these paradise satellites of the Spirit. Trinitized sons assigned to these worlds, together with the ascenders who have attained paradise, assemble with the spirit personalities of the third source and center in the reunions of the struggles and triumphs of the ascendant career. The supreme executives always preside over such fraternal gatherings. Once in each paradise millennium, the seven supreme executives vacate their seats of authority and go to paradise, where they hold their millennial conclave of universal greeting and well-wishing to the intelligent hosts of creation. This eventful occasion takes place in the immediate presence of Majestan, the chief of all reflective spirit groups, and they are thus able to communicate simultaneously with all their associates in the grand universe through the unique functioning of universal reflectivity.